With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hard to believe the devastation in Southern California. Several wildfires have ravaged the area the past 4 days. At least 11 people are dead, 12,000 homes destroyed. Pacific Palisades resident Dylan Vincent says he came back to his home after the fires had calmed down in what was once his neighborhood.
We came back to save a bit of art and just noticed across the street a bit of smoke coming out from there. Obviously, the house across the street just unfortunately burned down and four houses down, so it's been definitely a rough ride for the community over the past few days.
And he's very concerned for his neighbors.
I think it's definitely tough. There's a lot of people who don't have insurance or fire insurance. I know that's difficult in this area, especially if you're in the fire zone, and I feel horrible for them.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sending the director of the Mossad Foreign Intelligence Agency to cease fire negotiations in Qatar in a sign of progress in talks on the war in Gaza.
It's not immediately clear when David Barnea will travel to Doha, but it's a sign that talks are progressing between Israel and the Hamas militant group. His presence means high-level Israeli officials who would need to sign off any agreement are now involved. Just one brief ceasefire has been achieved in 15 months of war, and that occurred in the earliest weeks of fighting.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine's forces have captured two North Korean soldiers who were fighting alongside Russian troops in the Russian Kursk border region. Zelensky making the comment days after Ukraine began pressing new attacks in Kursk in order to retain ground captured in a lightning incursion last August. This is SRN News. Syrian Christians remain in limbo.
A group of clergymen have met with a rebel leader who overthrew strongman Bashar Assad, and they seem to have received no concrete assurances. The Catholic news agency quotes one cleric who says after sitting down with Ahmad al-Shara for some time, quote, "We cannot discern his true intentions. It is ambiguous. There are no guarantees, and we remain in limbo." Christians have had a presence in Syria for centuries, but they're a tiny persecuted minority today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers reviving his plan to enable voters to repeal and to create state laws. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed the plan. It is expected they'll do the same again. Evers claims the GOP has been ignoring the will of the people. This is SRN News. Consumers about to get even more viewing choices. John Scott explains.
Disney's Hulu Plus Live TV and sports streaming service Fubo are combining in a deal that will also see the settlement of a lawsuit against the creation of Venue Sports. The combined company, which Disney will have a 70% stake in, will operate under Fubo's publicly traded company name and be led by Fubo's existing management team. Fubo and Hulu Plus Live TV have a combined 6.2 million North American subscribers. John Scott reporting.
IRS says January 27th will be the official start date of the 2025 tax season, and officials say they expect more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th deadline. It's expanding a program allowing people to file taxes directly with the agency. More details at srnnews.com.